2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, ready to rock the health world back in studio. Are you guys ready for some healing in media like nowhere else on planet Earth right now? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just some abbreviated notes this week. Did you lose an hour? Did somebody lose an hour? Where's my hour? I want it back. Whose idea is this? Daylight say already? It's still March. Come on. Do we really need this? Anyway, if you're kind of discombobulated today, it's probably because you don't know what time it is. But we're starting it. And we're here, and you can reach me, too, live on the air on the Robert Scott Bell Show here. Now, I'm going to give you the number in just a moment here, but I want to let you know, of course, we're 6 days a week, not just one day a week. This is the thing that kicks off the week, technically, if you realize Sunday is the first day of the week. A lot of people don't know that. It goes back in history, but suffice it to say, the work week in the West is Monday. We got that. We got Advanced Medicine Monday. But if you'd like to be on live with me today, it's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We've got Dr. Andrew Wakefield scheduled this next hour. He'll be on next hour. New reports, new science coming out validating what he observed and what he was pilloried over, the fact that he observed colitis, enterocolitis, gastrointestinal inflammation following vaccination, resulting ultimately in the autism spectrum diagnosis, disorder of that diagnosis, or diagnosis of that disorder. So we've got some major, major breaking news on autism today. Also, the past few days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, go back and listen to the archives. If you go to robertscottbell.com, you will see that in each of those show notes, right at the beginning, in case you missed it, in order to listen, all you have to do is says, did you miss the show? Click here to listen. And you'll be able to download the podcast MP3 for free, thanks to Natural News Radio. And you can listen to the updates that I gave on baby Rico. The story is a devastating one. It's one of the Nagel family. Lindsay Nagel, who is 22 years of age now. She, in the early 1990s, a little baby from Romania, when a lot of Americans, after the fall of the communism over there, the whole place collapsed, and there were a lot of orphans. And so the plea went out, save our babies. And so a lot of Americans that wanted a baby came over from the West to go to Romania and adopt these children who were orphans. One of those children, one of those kids, was, they eventually named Lindsay Nagel. She was adopted by Cheryl and Steve Nagel. Yesterday we had Cheryl and Steve on the air. You go back and listen. I'm going to give you the preview, brief review, shall I say, of what has transpired. The briefest version, because we go into more in depth on Friday's broadcast last week. This is so critically important because the topic this hour is don't let the state intoxicate and poison your baby, your healthy baby, to death, because it is happening. It is happening right now. And if you subject your children, your babies, to this, are you complicit, even in ignorance, even in fear, even in cowering to authoritarian doctors? Who is responsible ultimately? Yes, they've manipulated you. Yes, they've frightened you. Yes, they've coerced you. But still, where is the willingness of mom and dad to stand against the evil of the medical state and the medical monopoly? I ask you. You think I'm overreacting? You say, Robert, now you've gone off the deep end. What are you talking about? What are you talking? You have a child in a hospital, in a state-sanctioned hospital. You are risking losing your baby, especially if you are even partially aware that your baby is not a disease just because you were born in a hospital. And what they do in that hospital could end your child before your child even begins. So the story, back to little Lindsay Nagel, the baby adopted at the time, in the height of the so-called HIV causes AIDS scare. When everybody was HIV diagnosed, so to speak, by a test that we later find to be nonspecific and cross-reactive, and that can test positive for 120 or more situations, including pregnancy. Babies were testing positive because they got the maternal antibodies from their mom, the humoral antibody. It's the immune system that the baby doesn't have that gets from the mother. And pregnancy, a number one reason why you can test positive on an HIV test, because you're pregnant, among many reasons. You get a flu shot, you'll test positive. You get vaccinated, you'll test positive. So this baby, after coming over from Romania, even after testing negative in Romania, the doctor in Minnesota says we should run a battery of tests to make sure this child is healthy. And of course, this little Lindsay Nagel was vaccinated because that's what they did when they brought you over. They tested her for HIV. Guess what? Bingo, bango, bongo! Just like they'd like. This child tested positive, and at that point they said, oh my gosh, if your child doesn't go on AZT, for those of you listening in England, AZT. AZT killed just about everybody in the 90s that was diagnosed with AIDS or given an HIV positive test. They didn't die of the so-called virus or retrovirus. They died of chemotherapy. They were poisoned to death by medicine. Iatrogenicide, gay people, hemophiliacs, innocent children, poisoned to death by Big Pharma. Eventually they acknowledged it. They don't put it on the front page of the headlines, of course. And then they reduced the toxicity by reducing the dosage. And then they said, oh my gosh, we fixed it. People are living longer now because of our drug therapy. We used to kill them in a matter of weeks to months. Now we're killing them over the span of years. That's what happened. So little Lindsay Nagel was put on AZT. She did not progress to health. She was healthy. She started reverting. She stopped growing. Almost 2 years in, she was having extreme pains. The adoptive parents, Cheryl and Steve Nagel, watching this child in agony, thought there's got to be something else. This child will die in agony. And of course, it fed all the predictions, the self-fulfilling prophecy of the medical doctors, the death stick doctors that point at you and say you're going to die because you have a retrovirus that we can't detect. Oh, we detected it. Well, we detect everything because everybody is HIV positive based on taking that test and if you don't dilute the blood 1,000 or more times. Or if you've been vaccinated, like all of these children, you will test positive. Or if you are pregnant, you will test positive. If you've had a cold or a flu recently, you will test positive. But of course, if you're white and semi-wealthy or upper middle class, they're going to say it's a false positive. If you happen to have more pigmentation across a certain line of color and lineage genetically, they will say you're in a risk group, so that positive was real for you. But it wasn't real for the white person. This is a racist construct as well. It's not only quote-unquote homophobic, we're going after gay people with this thing, but they're going after minorities. Now, minorities, some people say it's not accurate. It just depends on what city you're in. Because if you're in Detroit, being of extra pigment compared to those who have less pigment, that's not necessarily a minority. But let's talk about it in the scheme of just racial identity. I always like to go beyond race here, but this construct of AIDS and HIV is definitely targeted at races, among other things. So this little baby, Lindsay Nagel, gets the drugs. They pump her full of AZT. She's getting worse. She's not growing. She's in extreme pain. The parents say, I would rather take my daughter off the drugs and have her give 6 months of health, or let's just say 6 months of pain-free living, versus seeing this agony for 2 more years, if that were to even last that long. They connected with Professor Peter Duesberg from UC Berkeley, who wrote them back. and said, get this little child off of the drugs. The drugs, the AZT, is going to kill her. And after much, much discussion, learning, investigation, they did just that. Much to the chagrin is the understatement of the medical, political establishment, legal establishment, who fought them tooth and nail on mandating the poisoning, the intoxication via AZT of this child. They eventually won the court battle, were able to pull Lindsay off of AZT. She began to normalize in health. She began to grow again. She began to get stronger, and she lived each year, another year, another year, another year. And they kept predicting she was not going to live. Sure enough, she's 22 now. And she was one of 12 kids so diagnosed with HIV via that nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test that can't detect it. The other 11 children were kept on AZT. Guess what? All 11 died, are not here with us today. Only Lindsay Nagel, at 22, alive and healthy, just had a baby, Rico. They ambushed her in the hospital. Now, why she went to the hospital is a whole other story. That's the warning. And I'm going to talk with Dr. Bittar about this tomorrow on Advanced Medicine Monday. Just give you a heads up. It's pretty intense, this discussion, but this should be a warning to everybody. Unless there is a genuine reason to go into a hospital, you want to stay out of hospitals to birth babies. I'm just saying it. If this upsets you, you can give me a call. I don't mind. We can talk about that as well. The number here, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Baby Rico, attacked by modern medicine. They took this child off of the breast of the mother, saying Rico was HIV positive. Why? We'll get into that. Watch the update. After we got off the air at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, we had a major breakthrough in the case. We're going to give you that update and see what else has happened on the health of baby Rico and the health of any baby not yet born. Hopefully not in a hospital here. You're listening to the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back with more powerful healing than anywhere else in media. Stand by.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, if you don't think the HIV story, the AIDS story impacts you, it impacts you in so many ways, no matter what the color of your skin, no matter where you live. Why? Not because it is communicable, not because you're going to catch it, but because they can target you with their primitive death stick in the guise of technology and white lab coats and NIH and NIAID death analysis. Literally, this test that frightens people to death, frightens people into taking drugs and to drugging children with black box labeled drugs from the FDA that are so toxic they could kill a healthy person. The only reason you don't keel over and die from the first dose is that they've reduced the dose size so you can tolerate it for a time. A little longer than they used to in the 90s when they overdosed everybody. Now, even on low dose AZT, nevirapine, and different antiretroviral drugs, ultimately you will kill somebody. These are life-terminating drugs. And they're self-fulfilling prophecies by saying you have HIV, you will die of AIDS. They give you the drugs, and the prophecy is fulfilled because you die of the drugs. This is what is happening to little baby Rico right now. Lindsay Nagel had a baby. They ambushed her in the hospital and said, we have to give your kid this test. Oh my gosh, your kid is HIV positive. Never mind, they gave him the Hep B vaccine, the MMR vaccine, the DPT vaccine, any and all of which will cause a positive test result on the HIV test, which is misnamed, wrongly named. And even if little baby Rico was not vaccinated, the fact that he's got humoral immunity, maternal antibodies from his mother, would have been enough to trigger a positive test. Every positive test is false positive, though. This is what we're doing. We are engaged in genocide of our children. Genocide of people who are unliked, poor people around the world, via Big Pharma. This is called iatrogenocide. Modern medicine is a death cult. Doctors, you must stand up against this death cult or you are guilty. Moms and dads out there, you must stand up against this death cult or you are culpable in the loss of your children by modern medicine. One of the most significant books in the last decade, written by Dr. Carolyn Dean primarily, Death by Modern Medicine. I had Dr. Dean on from the Health Freedom Expo last week. We talked about the numbers. Originally, there were around 784,000 just in the United States alone were dying of modern medicine. That is all medical causes combined. Yeah. And it's gone up since then. It was darn near a million now in the reanalysis of the figures since she originally wrote the book. Tell me what industry would be given a pass at nearly a million deaths caused a year due to its products and services. No, this is not an exaggeration. No, I'm not thrilled to be delivering this information and news. But yes, I am partially thrilled to let you know that right after the show on Friday, we got word that they were releasing baby Rico from the hospital into the parents. I wouldn't say control here because the state, the county is still claiming, let's just call it ownership and control of that baby. Because they want to make sure this little baby Rico is getting those drugs, which will kill that baby if they do not counteract it as soon as possible. This is the madness. This is the insanity. Do you think that Christianity, is this a Judeo-Christian culture? Those of you in the United States right now listening to the show, do you think that we live in a Judeo-Christian culture? You're wrong. You're wrong. Not that I wouldn't desire that. You're wrong. We're not. We're living in a modern medical death cult culture. There is no culture of life. There is a state-sanctioned religion. The First Amendment to the Constitution, which is in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yet we do have an established religion, a state-sanctioned religion. There is a state religion. And it is not Judaism. It is not Christianity. It's not Islam. It's not even a New Age religion. It's a death cult. And it's called the Church of Biological Mysticism, according to my friend John Rappaport. The Church of Modern Medicine. Emphasis on S-I-N. Some of you are going, Robert, now you've really gone off the deep end. You're just exaggerating for effect. I am not exaggerating. Any organization, group, collective, corporation, religion, cult, that can take a child, a healthy child, and put toxic medicines, if you can call them medicines, let's just call them toxins, into a child with the claim that that child would be healthier and live longer, is a death cult. Is a death cult. And they're not technologically advanced. They are pointing the death stick as if they were in some primitive culture out in the middle of, name the developing country. Right? The medicine man points the death stick, and 72 hours you're dead. Not because you caught anything, but because you believed you were dead. This is what HIV is. It's the scarlet letter. It's the scarlet letter. It's the myth come to play in the modern context of modern medicine, priestcraft wearing white lab coats, convincing you that you're going to die, so take this drug, which fulfills the prophecy. Take this vaccine, which will cause the positive test that we want to say that you are definitely infected, and the only way you're going to survive this little baby, Rico, is to poison you, just like they said with Lindsay Nagel. The problem is, Lindsay Nagel's parents saw through it, ultimately, pulled her off the drug, and she lived. That's the problem. Why is that the problem? Isn't that wonderful? No, it's wonderful that she lived. But the problem is, Big Pharma, the AIDS construct, the AIDS religion, the HIV death cult, got a major black eye. They were humiliated. Humiliated on camera in the documentary film House of Numbers. You can see the story. In my Friday notes, that is consolidated. In Friday's notes at robertscottbell.com, you can check it out. There is a YouTube that someone put together of the Nagel story in House of Numbers. So you can see it condensed and understand what I'm talking about here. They have got a death cult, and they were very upset when the Nagels, because Lindsay lived, all 11 other children that stayed on the AZT died, she humiliated the multi-billion dollar AIDS industry, and they want their blood. They want revenge, and they're taking it out on Lindsay's son. Unless you can make enough stink, make enough noise, you get down to the courthouse April 1st and 2nd. You can see that in Friday's show notes, what you can do. We'll see if we can get an update from Cheryl Nagel this hour. But I'm very pleased to report that Rico is now home with the mom and dad and the grandparents, but they're still mandating the drugging of this child, or else they claim they will steal that child back away from the mother's breast. This is a heart-wrenching story, but there are many others that never make the light of day. You never hear about it. Child sacrifice, ritual child sacrifice, is alive and well in modern medicine. It's playing itself out just as if we were living in the dark magic times of Atlantis right now in the Western world. Can we get beyond it? Can we overcome it? Let me know what you think. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can give me a call as well right now on the air. I'm at 800-259-5791. Take a quick break. Back with more healing after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Oh, man. You want to learn more about the story I'm covering this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can link out to Baby Rico, SaveRico.com, SaveRico.com, and check out. There's also a link to how you can help in this situation. Can we save this baby Rico? Pray that we can. Pray that we can. And I know it's harsh today, what I'm having to reveal to you. If you're a long-time listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know this already, a lot of it. If you're new, you need this is the cold water splash on your face to wake your tushy up. Let's just say it nicely. You think I'm just exaggerating here? Listen to a comment from Heidi. Heidi writes, "Usually I'm pissed with the insanity dominating our lives, but today I just cried and cried listening to the baby Rico story. I get crazy when I hear of a parent taking their baby for a well baby check. What? If the baby is well, what are you having it checked for? Heidi continues, I was an RN for 23 years. I was one of the indoctrinated ones. I know whereof I speak. Please, everyone, unless it's an emergency, stay away from doctors. And when you do have to see one, give as little information as possible. Most of what they ask you is none of their beeswax. The best situation for you or your child is not to have a chart anywhere. Stay off the radar. Let's stay strong and discard the bastard control freaks infesting our world, our world. That was Heidi, a nurse for 23 years, with her message after hearing the Baby Rico story yesterday on the air. I tell you what, you talk to people on the inside, they will say quietly, if they can't come out into the open and say it, they will acknowledge what Heidi said. Why was Obamacare passed 100 years almost to the day that the Flexner Report was published in 2010. Swinging into the Federal Reserve Act, which is just as evil. Why? Because you're waking up. The consciousness is shifting. You're seeing the brutality, the child sacrifice that exists within the cult of modern medicine. And you're reducing your visits. You're reducing your reliance on modern medicine. They know that you're slipping through their grip. So what were they going to do? Let you go? Without a fight? Are you kidding? They passed Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. This was nothing about health care. It was nothing about providing good things for anybody, poor people especially. This was all about mandating something that at least in the past you could have said, nope, not going, not interested, no thank you. Now if you're still in that evil system, if you still brand your kids with the number of the beast, giving them a social security number, and you want to create the tax deduction instead of the human birth, the gift of creation, they've got you, and they've got your child. You birth them in a hospital, they stamp them right onto a birth certificate, claim ownership, they become a vessel of the state. Did you get a marriage license? If you did, congratulations, you're married to the state, and the state gets the fruits of your labor should they lay claim to them. Too strong? No, you need to get strong. You need to get tough. You need to stop cowering in the face of authoritarians with white lab coats and stethoscopes, if they even have them anymore. And recognize that Obamacare was a last-ditch effort to keep you on the medical plantation. Your only survivability is to opt out, is to keep your children away from doctors. I know this is a very dangerous thing to say. It's coming from nurses. It's coming from doctors that I feature on my radio show. In fact, you'll hear from one, Dr. Rashid Bittar, tomorrow on Advanced Medicine Monday. And we're going to discuss this. It's going to be very difficult to hear for some of you. Others, you're going to go, Mom, Dad, you need to listen to this. Get your sisters, your brothers, your aunts and uncles. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Download the archives. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. If you'd like to be part of the show, give me a call right now, 800-259-5791. Next hour, we're also going to have Dr. Andrew Wakefield back. More science supporting the relationship between vaccines and autism. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website. website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tell you what, if your baby is still being assaulted by vaccination, what are you doing? Well, for one, you should be calling King Bio and getting the vaccinosis remedy. That is a vaccine damage remedy that can help reverse some of these things before it's too late. You can give them a call during the week at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Also, because of all the heavy metal influx from vaccines and other sources, we definitely want to help the production of glutathione. We definitely want to bind out the bad guys, the bad metals. One of the ways, the simplest ways you can do that is with food. Food that helps to increase the production of glutathione. What food does that more than whey protein? I'm not sure I know. But we get it, oneworldway.com. 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. Call up Stephen Huber and tell him you heard about it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, sweetened with stevia. Absolutely clean, pastured cows, non-denatured. And we enjoy it here at the Bell Family Household every day. With our raw milk, by the way. Real milk. Stop with the pasteurization. Find some clean if you're doing that as well. Story of baby Rico continues here. We'll see if we can get an update before the end of the hour. We've got Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Callous Disregard, his book, his observations went worldwide, and he was attacked viciously by the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex because what he said that was acknowledged by many parents around the world as to what they witnessed after their children were vaccinated. I talked about avoiding hospitals at all costs, moving into birthing centers outside of state purview if possible. I know this is kind of renegade radio right now. But if you're into a culture of life, this is why they put people who don't like abortion on the list of potential terrorists. Not because you are a terrorist or a potential terrorist, but simply because you believe in life and the state does not. The state wants to terminate life. It's a horrific thing to acknowledge one day. You wake up and go, oh my God, the state's not my friend. But our founding fathers knew that from the beginning. Read. The Declaration of Independence, what was it about? The Constitution was about limiting to the extreme the damage and danger. Well, you couldn't limit the danger, but the damage of government. by limiting its powers. Now, all of that has been usurped by this idea that every child is born is a child of government. Stamp them on the head with a social security number, give them a birth certificate. You need a certificate from the government. You know your child is alive. Record it in your family Bible, for God's sake. There are ways to go about life that are quite different from the way that we have been programmed to believe life has to happen. And that's a big part of the message that is getting out there. But we also have to have the warnings, unfortunately. Maybe this little baby Rico has come to warn us. You hear these tragedies, and the tragedy leads to a cessation of hostility, ultimately, as people say, never again. We will not let this happen again. Much like all of my listeners who happen to be of the Jewish faith, I was raised that way. And if you knew anybody that survived the Holocaust, you'll understand that the movement that our government, the United States government, the de facto government, is doing to withdraw rights, to remove rights, like the right to keep and bear arms. The only outcome is tyranny. The only outcome is genocide. And the very fact that they don't want you to know that vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, herbs, and supplements can prevent disease, mitigate disease, relieve disease, recover from all of these things, cure disease, is evidence of the death cult of government. There's nothing that even comes close in the history of man. When men get together to form governments, then suddenly the liability is off. The perception is there is no karma, there is no debt, and that the government, the king, the queen, the emperor, the empress, can act without remorse, without consequence. Of course, you and I know that nobody is beyond that, although the perception is, the state is. And here we have an opportunity to wake up and not allow this to happen to one more baby, one more child. But granted, we have become so ill, so deficient, that there are genuine problems associated with pregnancy and childbirth, but it has become medicalized partly or maybe wholly because we've embraced modern medicine as a religion. As I said, it is the state religion. You may worship in a church on Sunday, a synagogue on Saturday, but I'll bet Monday through Friday many of your relatives are worshiping at the Church of Biological Mysticism, the death cult of modern medicine, whose only role and goal, if it were true to its origin, would be to save your life if you were Humpty Dumpty and they had to put you together again. But other than that, let me know. Give me a call now. 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com. This is a place for health, freedom, and liberty. We'll say thanks to a number of folks who are bringing the power to heal back to you as we are here each week, Sundays on GCN, Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio. The link up's robertscottbell.com. Stay with me. We got lots more to go.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, would you like to get together with me, RSB, and Liam Sheff, yes, the conspiracy realist, author of Official Stories. How about Washali? Purple V, yeah, you are what you love. We're going to do that on the Queen Mary. No, we're not going to set sail. It's right there in Long Beach Harbor. And you have an opportunity to meet me and a whole bunch of other great healers. March 22nd through the 24th. That's 2 weeks from today, minus a few days, because it'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On the Queen Mary, Alive and Healthy Conference. Check it out on robertscottbell.com. There is a banner on the right-hand side. All a lot of my sponsors and such you'll see there. Click on the Alive and Healthy banner. You'll be taken to more information about it. And there's a phone number for those of you who are phone-friendly and want to call up and find out how can I go. And that number is 818-848-3278. You'll talk to Amy. She's a sweetheart. She'll help you out. You want to come to the Queen Mary? CRSB and a lot of other good healing folks, 818-848-3078 will help get past all of this terror coming from modern medicine and bring genuine healing. Yes, there's a place for everything. Do I need to say that? I've said it a million times over the years. There is a place for everything, but the place where modern medicine is now, it's a very dangerous place, especially if you have children and you want to see them strong and well throughout their lifetime. This is such a crucial part of the discussion. And that's why we wanted to bring Dr. Andrew Wakefield up. Thought he'd be showing up next hour, but he's on now. Dr. Wakefield, early bonus Wakefield time. Dr. Wakefield, you with us?
Robert, it's great to be with you again. Yeah, I'm here in a cold, wet, windy Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, my.
Robert Scottbell brings sunshine into our lives, so it's always good to be back.
Very kind of you. It was really wonderful to see you, albeit briefly. I was able to pop in on a panel with you and Dr. Roy Dittman, I believe it was, at the Health Freedom Expo. It was the autism focal point, and very much appreciated as any time we can get together. And Dr. Dittman was fascinating what he was revealing as well.
Yeah, no, it's always a good meeting. I enjoy that very much.
And we do have the Autism One conference we'll be able to talk about coming up in Chicago. We'll get that out there. Now, one of the things I was talking about this hour, Dr. Wakefield, was about the vaccine, but the damage, the whole idea that childbirth and labor and birthing babies is a disease and a disaster waiting to happen. We've medicalized it to such a degree that we would accept the immediate injection of toxic poisons into children. They don't even get a chance to have natural immunity confirmed by their mothers, as well as the colostrum and breast milk. And immediately that we have to say, if they're going to live, we've got to give them a hepatitis B shot. There's just something wrong with this paradigm.
That's right. And in the last two generations, the whole pattern of the education of the infant immune system, or even in utero, has changed so dramatically. And the evolution didn't set it up to operate in that way. And I think the impact is being felt not only in the short-term complications, but long-term derangements of immune system functioning. The explosion of autoimmune disease, the explosion of various cancers, and the immune system is simply not coping with the modern world.
Well, you found out all too intensely when you published your observations of children in talking with parents and analyzing this and examining as well, that there was significant, impact for now, after or post-vaccination on children that led to a whole host of problems, not only immune-related, but also neurological-related, and you were attacked viciously. We've covered it on this show many times over the years, but there are new listeners all the time as this message of health, freedom, and liberty is growing around the world. You wrote a book about it, Callous Disregard. You were attacked by the medical establishment, lost your license, but maintained your integrity, your sanity, your ability to sleep well at night because you never caved on the science and literally the observations that you reported on.
Yeah, it's been a tough road, but it's been a lot tougher for parents. I started in this field 18 years ago now, this May, and entirely mainstream gastroenterologist, interests in Crohn's and inflammatory bowel disease. And as you know, Robert, we published a paper back then which identified for the first time an inflammatory bowel disease in these children. That was exciting. It was treatable. Children made dramatic recoveries, not only from the bowel problems, but from their developmental and behavioral problems. And the exciting news now, as you know, is that some 18 years on, Dr. Arthur Krigsman and colleagues who have joined him from Wake Forest University Medical School have confirmed beyond doubt the existence of a bowel disease in children with autism, and the suggestion, the very exciting suggestion that we put forward some years ago, that this is a novel form of inflammatory bowel disease, or perhaps a forerunner, a precursor of something like Crohn's disease, maybe an early form of Crohn's disease. But using the most sophisticated molecular technology, they've been able to confirm this in a big independent study, very, very exciting, and really should lay to rest this notion that these children do not have an underlying intestinal disease. So the mainstream, and this is an entirely mainstream journal, need to get with it and to do what they've been failing to do for so long, and that is to treat these children and alleviate their suffering.
Yes, and I want to talk to you more about this, Dr. Wakefield. I know we're almost at the top of the hour here, and you have some time to spend with us next hour, yes?
Yes, I do, absolutely.
All right, this is a very important day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Breaking news, we just published the release as well that Dr. Wakefield sent me. It's up in the show notes, linked, and you'll see that the confirmation that Dr. Wakefield just mentioned is very real. And if your doctor is not up on it, you need to let them know, especially as it relates to the genuine protection of your children and their immune system and their developing immune system in childhood. Maybe a better way. In fact, we know a better way. We always do here on the show. And Dr. Wakefield is kind enough to drop by, and we'll talk about where you can meet him as well at the Autism One conference coming up, and perhaps even again at the Health Freedom Expo. We'll talk about that. I want to say a special thanks as well to many of our sponsors that make this show possible. The folks at Sovereign Silver are wonderful. They made it possible for us to go out to the Health Freedom Expo. Silver is a normally occurring trace element. It actually is present in human breast milk, all mammalian breast milk in trace amounts. But there's a lot more we got to do. We got to up the selenium. We got to up the chromium. We got to detoxify our bodies and our children's bodies. There's a lot of work to be done. Dr. Wakefield will help us discuss this. Also, what does he mean when he says a novel form of inflammatory bowel disease is making itself evident post-vaccination? We'll get to that as well. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com. The links are up. And we'll be back with more powerful healing after the news. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.